The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Mother-in-law.
Oh, for goodness sake, don't call me mother-in-law. That's what Ray calls my mother when he's being sarcastic.
Where is Ray?
Oh, we sat in the car with our Mark. We thought it was too much trouble getting him out and back in again just for a minute or two.
Where is she then?
Cheryl. Well, she's upstairs in our bedroom with Wendy and the little one, getting ready.
I'll just go up then and see if they need any help.
No, I wouldn't, Gran. She's not been very...
Oh, they won't mind me.
Mother, be said. Sit down and have a rest.
They won't mind me, Rainey. For that matter, you ought to go up and see how she is.
You forget, the last time I saw our Wendy, were in the middle of the blazing row. I don't want to risk starting that up again. Not on an occasion like this.
Funerals should be a time to bury the hatchet.
Oh, nicely put, ma'am. Just have a rest, will you?
Don't sit on that hard chair, Gran. Get in the armchair, make yourself comfortable.
If I get down in that old armchair, I shouldn't be able to get up again. It's too low for me. Time you got a proper modern three-piece suite.
Are you waiting for anybody else?
No, we're all here now, just waiting for Cheryl.
Aren't any of your folks coming, then?
Going straight to the cemetery. They said they wouldn't bother coming here first. It's a long way over here and then back again.
How is it this morning, Cheryl?
Better than last night. Doctor's given her some tranquilizers.
Oh, no, not them things again. I thought we'd just about weaned her off them things.
You should have seen her, though. She had to have summer to get her through today. He said he didn't like prescribing him, but there were nothing else he could do in the short term.
Oh, dear. Back to square one.
I hope it's not. I hope she's learned her lesson, because there's no two ways about it. She killed that baby, she did, with her smoking, as sure as if she'd put her hands round its neck and strangled it.
Oh, Mother, how can you say a thing like that?
How can I? It's true, that's how can I. And you know it's true. And you do too, Nev, if you could face up to it.
I have faced up to it, Gran. And I know it's true, but I can't say it to Cheryl. I think at bottom she knows it, but it's a cruel thing.
I'm not saying it in a true, Mother, but there's a time and a place.
Aye, when, though? When is a time and a place? And who's going to face a weight? You'd think doctors would do that, or nurses. But no. So who's going to have it out with her?
We'll meet that one when we come to it, but not today. Do you hear me? Nobody says a word about it today. Today's sad enough without recriminations. Now, isn't it time we got moving? I'm going to go out to the car to tell Ray we're just about ready. Come on, Mother.
Right. We won't be a minute. Cheryl, you coming down? We're all here. It's time we went.
I hope our Cheryl will be all right, Ray.
You ought to be sat next to her.
I know, but Nev will be there in a minute. And she's got her gran. She's very close to her gran, in spite of everything. And I want to be here with you.
Me and me wheelchair.
Love your wheelchair.
Shame they're in a room for it next to Cheryl.
Oh, never mind. Where's our Mark gone?
He's over there with Nev's brother. He knows him, apparently, does his car. And he's got dash off as soon as service is over. They only let him have a couple of hours off, piled out with work at garage.
Oh, when aren't they? Were they all right, our Mark? I thought I'd leave you in the car together so you could have a bit of a chat.
Aye, he were just as though we'd never had a row, telling me all about his house. I shall have to try go see it.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I wish I could say the same about our Wendy. She ought to be here. It's not right her not coming.
Yeah, well, somebody's got Luke after Littlin.
Oh, I suppose so. Oh, here they come.
Nev said he were going to carry the coffin.
I must say, it's a change to see our Neville in a suit. He looks quite smart, doesn't he? I feel almost proud of him for once.
He's done very well as Neville all through this business. Gone up in my estimation, he has.
The Lamb who is at the throne will be their shepherd and will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes.
It were a very nice service and everything, but... Oh, Ray. A communal grave. It conjures up such awful memories.
It does to us, love. But they're too young to remember.
And no flowers either. Doesn't look right with no flowers.
Now that I do agree with, Mother. The money going to this building block's appeal instead. Because if the baby had lived, it could have been, well, handicapped. And this appeal is to help other kids in the same state. Give them a better chance. So that's a good thing.
All the same, it don't look right.
Well, that's over then.
Very nice, Nev. I think you did very well.
I just wish you hadn't chosen an hospital funeral, though.
We couldn't afford an ordinary funeral.
Oh, but Nev, we could. We could have paid for it for you.
Our Cheryl wouldn't ask you. Not with Ray off work.
Oh, we'd have managed somehow.
But anyway, she didn't want nobody else doing the service but the hospital chaplain. She got very taken with her this last week, since...
Our Cheryl has?
Dad, you haven't met Margaret, have you?
No, I never got up the hospital. Pleased to meet you. Very nice service.
Thank you, Mr. Colcliffe. They're very sad occasions, but we do our best to make them bearable.
Can I ask you, how many will there be in the grave?
Well, there'll be 12 babies altogether, and they'll all be named on a communal headstone.
I like the idea of Charlotte being with 11 other babies. It'll be company for her. All playmates together.
Yes, love. Yes, you're right.
When I were young, I remember my older sister telling me, because, like, I were youngest of a big family.
Oh, here we go again.
And apparently, my mother had a stillbirth. Of course, it were common in them days.
Mother, not now.
No, but listen. What they did in them days, they put it in a shoebox, and my older sister had job of taking it down cemetery. And she took it and gave it to this gravedigger. And he put it in with whoever was getting buried that day.
Oh, that's really interesting, Mrs. Cartledge.
We never knew who it went in with. So this is a lot better.
Shall we go back to the house then?
Yes, let's go. Margaret's coming with us, just for a short time. This is what we were going to make into Charlotte's bedroom. Of course, we've not finished it yet.
That would have been nice.
It's a box room, really, full of junk, but we would have made it nice. Of course, you have them in with you at first, and we weren't expecting her yet, so, well... We thought we'd got a few months.
Yes, of course.
She'd have had little Nev's cot after a bit, and he could have had a proper bed. I was hoping you could meet little Nev. I thought he'd be here.
Oh, never mind. Another time. Look, I'll have to go now.
It's a tip, really, isn't it? Why didn't you say it's a tip? We weren't making any preparations for her at all. We hadn't done nowt. Tell you the truth, I didn't even want her. And now... Oh, I haven't even got a photo of her.
Well, I think you'll find the nursing staff have taken a photograph. They usually do. If you come into the hospital next week, come and see me and I'll make sure you get one.
Honest?
Yes, honest. Look, I must go now. I'm on duty.
Has she gone then? Margaret?
Fancy our Cheryl being on first name terms with the clergywoman. I could have died when I heard you call her that. I thought you didn't like them sort.
Leave it, Mother.
I wanted her to see his nibs. Fancy Wendy taking him out to the wreck.
She might have taken him on swings.
She might have known I'd want him here when I got back.
They won't be long.
You've never wanted him here before, love.
I've lost one child and it looks like I'm losing the other.
Here, have another drink.
Now, Nev, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but if Cheryl's on tranquilizers...
Oh, ma'am. Wouldn't you say today were an exception?
Now, have you all got your glasses filled? She's got a bit of news I want you to drink to.
Oh, whatever is it?
Something I don't know.
It'll please you, Gran, anyway. I've got a full-time job.
Doing what?
Teaching, same as before.
Good lad.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, I am pleased, Nev. That'll make a big difference.
When did all this happen, then? How come I haven't heard out about it?
I didn't want to worry you, that's why.
And why should it worry me?
Mrs. Rayburn, that's her that does the other half of me part-time job. We know she's been ill. Well, she's not coming back, and so they've decided to make it into a full-time post. I had to apply and go for an interview.
When were this?
2 weeks ago, just after you were rushed into the hospital. See, I didn't have much of a chance I'd have. That's why I didn't say nowt. But I've got it. I've got the job. Start full-time next week.
So how long have you known?
This morning. Well, I only knew this morning. I thought I'd save it up till after... I thought we could make a fresh start with a bit of good news.
That's right, lad. Make a fresh start and put all this behind you.
I thought you didn't believe in working full time.
Well, I don't believe in being out of work altogether. And all this business with little Charlotte, it'd shake me up. Open my eyes. Now, in future, I'm going to be much more of a family man. Take more responsibility for you and little Neville. You'll see.
Good lad. I never thought you had it in you.
Oh, I am pleased, Nev. You don't know what a weight off my mind it'll be.
Might even marry you.
You'd have to get me to say yes first. You stop sounding like the bloke I fell in love with.
Oh, come on, have another drink. Pass us your glass.
Here you are. And while you're at it, give us a fag.
A fag? I should have thought you'd have had enough of them.
Meaning what?
You know what I mean.
Mother, meaning what?
Nout. Meaning nout.
Oh, no, you weren't meaning nout. You were meaning as I killed me baby, weren't you? That me smoking with that killed her.
No, she weren't.
If the cap fits.
And you're right, of course.
Cheryl shug.
Oh, it's best to have it out in the open. Margaret says I should talk about it if I can, because I've got to live with it for the rest of my life.
Now, come on, come on. Let's not spoil
it. Not spoil what? Not spoil a jolly good funeral.
No, I didn't mean
you
that.
Didn't know, Cheryl. You just didn't know what smoking could do.
We none of us knew. Not altogether. We none of us realised.
Well, you do now. You know now, so what you going to do about it?
Do about it?
Aye, what you going to do about it? Because if it does that to a baby, what's it going to do to you? Have you thought about that?
Gran.
So, are you going to carry on smoking just as though nothing had happened? Till you get pregnant again, and we all have to go through this all over again.
Here, Nev, pass us that ashtray. Look, Gran, I'm putting it out, and that's me last.
Well done, love.
On one condition. I'll give up smoking, Gran, if you can give up cakes and biscuits.
Nay, I couldn't give up cakes and biscuits. That's different.
It's not different.
No, it's not. She's right. They're just as bad for you in the long run.
I could cut down a bit.
You're expecting me to stop altogether.
It's not the same.
Yes, it is. I reckon it's fair dues. You could really help her at a time like this and help yourself in the bargain.
Well, I reckon as Terrell needs a bit of help.
So will you do it? Will you give up them fattening things if he gives up smoking?
But you see, a lot of the stuff I buy, it's not for me, it's for other people. It's only hospitable to offer folks a little taste of summat.
Well, there's plenty of healthy snacks.
Like what?
Like apples. Or a stick of celery. Or a carrot.
Really, love? You couldn't offer somebody a cup of tea and a stick of celery? Or a cup of coffee and a carrot? You'd be a laughing stock. A cup of coffee and a carrot.
Well, for that matter, ma'am, coffee's not all that good for you if you have too much. So why not offer people a glass of orange juice and an apple? Or a glass of tomato juice and a carrot.
Oh, I can't see me doing that. Tomato juice? Not unless you put a drop of vodka in it and made it a Bloody Mary.
Oh, Mother, you're getting off the point. Are you going to take on our Cheryl or what?
There's another thing. How am I supposed to give up fags with him chain-smoking? Him and his fresh start.
Ah, you're right. Neville's got to come in as well.
Well, that makes it the two of us are giving up to A1.
Then why don't we all join in? Me and Ray and Connie all give up cakes and biscuits.
And chocolates and sweets.
Oh!
And I reckon you should give up that fried stuff as well.
Fried stuff?
It's not a bad idea, but perhaps it's a bit much all at once. What about just adding chips to the list? Is that a deal?
Okay. Me and Nev give up smoking, and you three give up cakes, biscuits, sweets, chocolates and chips.
But it's got to be a proper bet. There's got to be a penalty for them as gives up first.
I reckon as whoever packs in first has to take everybody else out for a slap-up meal.
That doesn't seem quite right somehow.
Neighbour, it'll do. All right? Is it a bet? Are you all on?
Today's episode of The Colcloughs was written by Joyce Holliday. The serial was devised by Tony Perrin and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.